Okay, but where you at right now? Because last time you was here in L.A., you back in Indiana?
Yeah, I'm in Indianapolis. I mean, based off of the...
Cali pushed you out? What's going on?
No, not at all.
Please show your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network by donating to LancerRadio.org. Pasadena Campus Sounds.
We got someone on the line, a special guest right here. His name is... Well, before I give you his name, let me give you some information on who he is.
Yes.
My music is more or less is relatable. I mean, if you don't relate to my music, I don't know where you at in this world, really, because everything I talk about is basically just reality-based. It's basically about current events. It's like looking at the news. If something happens, I draw my inspiration and write on that. Or something that's going on within my, some things that you may not understand, more that you understand about me, you'll understand more or less about what I write, what I'm writing for. Hi, my name is Dariel A. Lee, and this is my video spotlight on ParallelMusic.com. I was born in Akron, Ohio. I was raised in Indianapolis, Indiana, and currently I stay in Los Angeles, California. What I do currently is I music produce, I act on the side, do commercials, write as of right now, writing a script. That's what I'm doing now. So I'm basically writing a script for a movie that has something to do with a guy who had 5 basketball scholarships and he lost them to a mistaken identity case. So the basic is based off a true story. It was based off of my story, off of me. My music, I would say, is more or less spiritual. Not gospel spiritual, but more or less on the spiritual. I mean, it's hip-hop. It's not. It's more or less, because I love R&B, but it's more or less on a spiritual type tip of more or less reality-based, like looking at the news, a mirror. What mostly inspired me is basically just God, of course. That's the first thing to really come to mind, not just saying it. It really was like God. It was like, it was either, I was playing basketball really for the first time, and when I didn't have just nothing else to really do at the time to keep myself out of trouble, I would chase this girl to church, and she got me into church, and then I started making music a little bit more to that point. And at that point, I got into it a little bit more. So I've been doing it, and I draw most of my inspiration from my mother, from my father. He listened to jazz. Most of them is jazz. They all from the Midwest. We from Indianapolis and Ohio. So most of our music is really Motown, jazz type music. So I draw most inspiration from church, God, and my neighborhood where I grew up at, my mom's, my family.
All right, on the line right now, we got the one and only Dariel A. Lee. Dariel A., what's up?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
We're doing good. So let me introduce you to the family. You know me. I'm CJ Parallel. And this voice right here.
Hello.
Is Sochi B, my co-host. Say hello, Sochi.
Hello, Dario.
Hey, how you doing? Hello, how you doing?
All right.
Good to meet y'all.
Okay, you too. All right, so you guys heard it. That was Dario A. Lee's music video spotlight. So we do a TV show, too, and we spotlighted him with his music and a couple of his artists. And for the radio version of this show, it's called the My Music Spotlight. So same concept, even though it said video. But Dario, let us know what you got going on right now.
I mean, like currently right now, I'm working on a artist by the name of Snatch Dollars from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
He's working on actually his new album, The Unexpected. I mean, still working on Rise Kaz and Bun B and Martin Luther from The Roots track. And
oh, really?
Right now I'm working on, like that situation is kind of wild right now, but I'm just really working on that now. So Yeah, just working on that.
Okay, but where you at right now? Because last time you was here in L.A., you back in Indiana?
Yeah, I'm in Indianapolis. I mean, based off of the...
Cali pushed you out? What's going on?
No, not at all. Not close. Actually, I'm going to find my way back that way also. But I kind of wanted to have a place, like a home, like my own, basically, house and things like that. And based off of, like I said, the story was not like a lie or nothing like that. Like I said, I was charged with the crimes and everything like that that I had nothing to do with. and I couldn't find no work and everything like that. And the upside to something, the situation is that I did and was able to find some type of work. I mean, given this life and things that happen in this thing, I mean, playing celebrity sometimes is cool, but it's like you got to have some kind of work, some kind of income. So doing that, and then as I'm still working and things like that, just basically got me a new a place and things like that, and just really trying to just really get myself together like that. And because, like, I mean, the track that we were working on, the Rise Cause and the Bum Beat track, and Martin Luther, I mean, all that, how that all came about, it was just wild how it came about, because it's about losing it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how my situation came out. It's not really over glamorized, but it could have been over glamorized. But I don't really like to put money at the forefront. I kind of like to really just talk, really focus on the things that everybody loves to ignore, like the Trayvon Martin situation. Like, his situation was he died just really on his way to go play basketball. I mean, look at a basketball game. So
yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of like, it was like my death in the same sense. It was like Trayvon, he's like, really, I shouldn't really be talking about it, but it keeps being ignored. And like, I mean, with the George Zimmerman situation, he was ignored.
Yeah, it's a lot of issues going on, and you can't let them go, you know, and especially if that's your passion right now, and especially if you have kind of like a similar story or kind of like a touching story that people can relate to. I agree. You should tap onto that.
Yeah, and Dario.
Yeah, this is good. It's good that something at least came about it like that. I mean, at least trying to keep myself in a positive sense, instead of saying it, to not be really, to be really thinking negative or nothing like that, just to kind of keep myself positive by not looking at it in the negative sense. But it's just to the point where it's kind of a sad situation. It's not really sad, but it's like, it's just bad that situations like these happen and they become ignored for everybody's come up. So it's just kind of like, it's really good that we can shed light on these situations and to read and not harass individuals who are not causing any trouble or harm to anybody like that.
All right. So let's focus back on you and your career.
Yeah. Derry, how different is the Indiana music industry than in LA, since you're going back to Indiana and you want to keep this career?
Indianapolis, it's really like, I mean, it's a jazzy city. It's really jazz. And and that's, of course, like, when you're jazz, it can seem very boring or seem like, for some individuals, it's real boring, but it's more swing. It's more like a swinging type of, it's not really like, what's the word, over-glamorized sometimes. And it's kind of like everybody does their own thing here, but it's like, it's like, I can explain, like, I mean, if you ever been to a jazz club, imagine just a jazz club, being around jazz musicians, like, I mean, if you ever been to one or anything like that, that's just what it's like. It's really like, basically, most of the musicians are here, they'll really look at, like I said, what's on TV, like what we did when we was in LA, or if whether I was in LA or not, it's just, what's shown on TV in L.A. will trickle back here, and then what's shown on TV in New York and different places of the South and different things that'll trickle back to the Midwest. And here, it's more about, like, the culture. It's more about culture and about, like, everybody adapting with everybody and just coming together and making music. And I know that's kind of not the legit for a lot of I guess the music and everything that was going on with talking about money and cars and flashy things like that. And I mean, it's kind of like dealing on real life issues and where are you at really? Where are you? Who are you really? What are you? Who are you really? What are you? Who are you?
That's right. And in today's time, with the internet and everything, you could be anywhere and still connect with those same people. I mean, we still connecting and touching base, and you all the way in Indiana, and I didn't even know, but it didn't even matter.
You connected with me. Yeah, you connected with me, and we connected with each other, and I connected with you first.
Yep.
And how it all just happened like this, and it's good that it happened that way. That somebody could really shed a light on it.
Yep.
And things like that. But,
so real quick, real quick, Dario, before we get you off, I got to get you to feature this instrumental that you sent me, the one you did with Ross. So go ahead and introduce this track for us real quick.
Okay. This track, honestly, is not out. It's not supposed to really actually be out, But the only thing is that it's I'm putting it out because it's not for, it should have been, it's the guy who made the track was, it's me. I produced the track, but the track is produced originally from a group by the name of The Count, Moles Davis. This track is, it's called Last, it's Last Cause, it's Bundy and Martin Luther, from the Roots, and it's called CELA. It stands for Forget It, Lose It All.
All right.
I voted with Last Cause, and I produced it.
All right. So let's take a listen to this track by, produced by Dario A. Lee. This is Lose It All. All right, that is Lose It All, produced by Dario Lee, right? Produced by you and
Ross,
featuring Ross Cause and featuring Bun B and Martin Luther of The Roots.
Yes, sir.
That's cool. So really quickly, before we go, what you got new going on coming up?
Yeah, I got Smash Dollars. He's coming out with an album, The Unexpected. He's from Brooklyn, New York. He's an underground artist. He really works with DJ Enough. He does some things with like DJ Enough and Hot 97 from time to time. And I'm just working on his album now because I produce and I really produce more or less than rap. But I am rapping. I am starting an album myself. And so I'm working on something like that to talk about things that's going on in my city, like things that's going on in Indianapolis.
Okay, and Dario, if anyone wanted to go find you, listen to your music, do you have a website that they could contact you or look you up on?
Yeah. You can check me out on www.dariolee.webs.com.
Okay.
Or you can Facebook me at facebook.com/LeeDario.
Or you can contact me at twitter.com/CJ_parallel, and I'll get you in contact with Dario Lee, okay?
You should go to parallelmusic.com.
Yes.
That's what you should do.
All right, so thank you, Dario Lee, and I'll get in contact with you, all right?
All right, y'all. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Please show your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network by donating to lancerradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds.